So today's shiur is sponsored by Howard Kaplan in memory of Howard's father, Lester Kaplan, Eliezer Yitzchok, Ben Avram Nochum, and we hope that in the merit of our Talmud Torah, his neshama has an aliyah. Alright, so we have a lot to do today. So we left off Lamed Ches Amud Beis, about 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18, 20, about 21 lines up from the bottom. I'll just start from the top. Alright, so just yesterday's daf again. So remember again, Rabba just made a statement, and Rabba said that it's actually Tchilas Hayom that's Kona, and not Sof Hayom that's Kona. That when making the Eruv, it is actually, the Eruv actually takes effect at the actual onset, beginning of Shabbos, and not at the end of the previous day. The reason why Rabba wanted to say that is because, remember, also the question that Gemara brought up is, in our case of, let's say, Yom Tov that's going into Shabbos, remember, I am going ahead and reinvigorating my Eruv on Yom Tov for Shabbos, right? I'm going back to that same spot, I'm taking my bread, my Eruv food with me. So the Gemara was dealing with, well, why isn't that hachana? Why isn't that some form of preparation? To which Rabba answered, it's not hachana because the Eruv doesn't actually take effect on Yom Tov. The Eruv actually takes effect on Shabbos. So because of that, that's not called hachana. So the Gemara says, well, if that's the case, elamei ata ye arvu belagin. If that's the case, then you should be able to make an Eruv with lagin. Now, what's lagin? So Rashi points out over here, lagin is untithed wine. Untithed wine. And in the case of untithed wine, so a person makes a tanai, and the tanai is that upon nightfall, a certain part of the wine should be considered Trumas Meiser. Right? Remember, Trumas Meiser is the part of the Meiser Rishon. The Meiser Rishon is given to the lady. Trumas Meiser is part that's given to the Kohen. So a person makes a tanai that part of the lagun should become Trumas Meiser. Even though, again, if I'm not a Kohen, I can't eat it. But because it is consumable by a Kohen, then ultimately it's usable. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, you should be able to use lagun, because even though the lagun is not consumable now, by the time the Erev kicks in, i.e. on Shabbos, it will be consumable. To which the Gemara says, no, it's not going to work. Why? But inan suda haro'yumi ba'od yom b'leka. Because as much as the Erev doesn't take effect until nightfall, you need food that is usable now. You need food that is consumable already by day. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, Ela hadis nam Rabbi Eliezer Omer, yom tov asamach l'shabbos bein melefana bein mele achareha, ma'arev adam shnei iruvin, so we'll say that's the case, that you need a su'udah haru'i mibo. So we'll say, now remember, we're not talking about both sides of our mouth, it's just two different concepts. As much as the Erev is only going to take effect on Shabbos, and when I say Shabbos, I'm talking about the case of our Yom Tov goes into Shabbos, right? As much as the Erev only takes effect that night, the food still has to be ra'ui that day. That day. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, Rav Osai, then when Rabbi Eliezer gives you the permission to set up two Eruvin in two different directions, so then by definition, remember, when are those Eruvin being set up? When Rabbi Eliezer said, let's say on Shabbos, Yom Tov going to Shabbos, you could set up an Eruv for the first day to the east, and an Eruv after the second day to the west. But remember, when are the Eruvin being set up? On Erev Yom Tov. They're both being set up on Erev Yom Tov. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, then in reality, the Eruv for the second day shouldn't work. Why? Because at the time that the Eruv is going to take effect, or before the Eruv takes effect for day number two, that Eruv, technically speaking, is inaccessible to me. Why? Because remember, we spoke about this idea that when you make an Eruv, that gives you expanded range in one direction, but what you gain in one direction, you lose in the other. So for example, if for day one, my Eruv is to the east, for day two, my Eruv is to the west. You know what that means? That means on Yom Tov day, then Lamaisa, Eruv number two is not accessible to me, right? Because it's technically still out of my tchum, which means that it's not a Se'uda Haru'uya Bayom. So the Gemara says, Misarvis Damanach Labasof Apayim Amalekan. Ubasof Apayim Amalekan. No, you're assuming that in that case of 2 days and two different day Reuven, you're assuming that you're putting it to the maximum of 2,000 amos in each direction. Mars is not true. The manach lay b'sof elef amalekan, ulav ubasof elef amalekan. So the Gemara says, no, you know what the case is? This is where you're putting it in 1,000 amos in. So remember, we always assume that when you're making an Eruv, that you're always going to try to get your maximum space of 4,000 amos. Not true, the Gemara says. The case over here is where you only needed an additional 1,000 amos. Now I will say, if you imagine that, then what that means is, if the two Eruvim are being both put within 1,000 amos of your home being the midpoint, that means what? then both of the Eruvim are technically speaking in range of each other. If they're both in range of each other, that means it's a Seuda HaRe'uya Bayom. Ela Hada Amar Rav Yehuda, Irev Beraglav Yom Rishon, Ma'ariv Beraglav Yom Sheni, Irev Bepas Biyom. So I will say, what about the fact that it said earlier, that if you made an Erev with your feet, making an Erev with your feet means that you establish a domicile. One of the ways you make an Erev is just simply by your physical presence. So if you made an Erev with your physical presence for the first day of Yom Tov, which of course takes place again, or for the first day, which is Yom Tov, which you're doing on Erev Yom Tov, Ma'ariv Beraglav Yom Sheni, then you have to go back to the same spot. And to have the Erev for the second day, you have to do it again. Erev Bepas Biyom Rishon, similarly, if you made an Erev with bread for the first day, Ma'ariv Bepas Biyom Sheni, you make an Erev with bread for the second day. So the Gemara says, but 1 second, Hakamechin Yom Tov L'Shabbos. So, but again, after all, at the end of the day, are you not going ahead and preparing for Yom Tov on Shabbos? Or I should say, for Shabbos on Yom Tov. Right, Jabbos, the act of bringing the bread back to the same spot in order to make the Erev, why are you doing that? You're only doing that to make an Erev for Shabbos. Is that not Tachana? Amrlei Misavris to Azlo V'Amr Midi. Now, Jabbos, the Gemara says something very interesting. The assumption over here is the only way it would be Achana is if you go back to the spot and you say something. Right? Do you think that you're going back to the spot and saying, what do you think? Do you think you're going back there and saying anything? So apparently saying something would be much more of a demonstratively hachana. However, the case over here is the azil v'shasik v'yosef. So what's the case? The case is where I'm just going back to the same spot and I'm not saying anything. And because I'm not saying anything, by definition, the Gemara posits that there's no real hachana. So the Gemara says, Kiman, Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. Whose opinion does this reflect? Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, because what does Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri say? The Amar, Chavtze Hefker, Konin Shvisa. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri said that even ownerless items acquire a makom shvisa, acquire a residence wherever they are. And therefore, by definition, remember, we'll see, we haven't gotten into this yet, but objects have a tchum also. We have not spoken about this yet, but we'll see it later on. Objects have a tchum, which means that an object can also only be moved a particular distance. The reason why this is important is because, let's say, I have an object, and you want to borrow my object on Shabbos, but you and I have different tchumin. You don't have different tchumin. So again, you know, we automatically think that if I'm carrying something, it's bottled to me. We will see that it's not so pashit, that an object could have its own tchum as well. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri says, that chefze hefker konin shvisa, that even ownerless objects go ahead and acquire shvisa. Now I will say, if you take a look at Rashi. Rashi says over here, Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, lekaman b'misho tzi'uhu ka'amar, the Yashin Konish Visaso, the Afagav the Havikehev Hefse Hefker Ba'alma, Shein Adam Maknalahem Shvisa. But I will say this is very interesting. That the truth is, for our purposes over here, we're not as concerned about a Hefse Hefker. What we're worried about is in that same statement, Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri says something fascinating. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri says that someone who's sleeping still acquires a tchum. Right, so let's say again, I'm sleeping Erev Shabbos, and that happened, I walk a little bit, I travel, and I lay down, I take a nap. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri says, that's my makom shvisa, which means I have 3,000 amos from that spot going forward. Even though what? Even though I did not make any kind of statement, even though maybe I didn't even have any kind of real kavara, Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri says, my mere physical presence establishes a makom shvisa. To which the Gemara says, afidu tema rabbanon. So the Gemara says, you can even say, even the rabbis would agree to this. Why? Ad kalo pligi rabbanon alei Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri ele biyashin. So the rabbis argue Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri in the case of a person who is sleeping. Why? Because in the case of a person who is sleeping, because he's not conscious, so then lemaisa, he has no ability to make a declarative statement that this is his makom shvisa. Ava bener, when a person is awake, di'i ba'i lemeimar, matzi amar. But when a person is awake, since if he wanted to declare this is my makom shvisa, he could. Afa gav delo amar, kiman da amar dami. Even though he did not say it, it's as if he said it. I will say this reference is back to a previous sugya we had, where he spoke about this idea that sometimes in halacha, the ability to do something is tantamount to having actually performed the act, even if you have not yet performed the act. So the Gemara is just suggesting that even the Rabbanu would agree in this kind of case, that even if I didn't say anything, Lemaisa still establishes my makom shvisa, since I could have said something. So the reason why this is important for us is because, again, Lemaisa, what the Gemara is suggesting, is that the reason why there's no hachana involved, There's no preparation from Yom Tov to Shabbos. When I go back on the first day of Yom Tov, or on Yom Tov, to go ahead and reestablish my Erev for Shabbos purposes, is because I'm simply walking and showing up in a particular spot without making any declarative statement as to what it is that I'm doing. That lack of declarative statement makes it as if no real Hachana is occurring, and therefore there's no problem with reestablishing the Erev. Amri Rabba Bar Rav Chanan L'Abaye, Ihav Shmili L'Mar Ha D'Sanya, Sar Bar Rav Chanan said to Abaye, if Mar, in this case, Mar over here, Mar is Rabba, if Rabba would have heard this statement, what statement? Ha D'Sanya, Lo Yahalich Adam L'Sof Sadeh Uleida Mahit Tzricha. A person should not walk, we actually saw this in Shabbos, a person should not walk to the edge of his field, to the edge of his field on Shabbos, to see what he needs. Now, also, what this is talking about over here is, I want to check out what's happening in my fields. But my fields happen to be outside of my tchum. So what am I going to do? I'm going to go ahead and walk to the edge of the tchum, so that this way, again, right after Shabbos, I can go check on my fields. So the Gemara says, Kiyotzebo, similarly, top of Lamites, Lo Yitayel Adam Al Pesach Medina Bo, Kidei Sheikhanis Lamerchatz Miyad. So similarly again, a person should not go ahead, Pesach Medina literally means by the city gates, in order to go to the bathhouse. Now, we'll say, what's happening over here? What's happening over here is that a person is going ahead and walking in order to be, and essentially in order to prepare oneself to be able to do something immediately after Shabbos or Yom Tov. So take a look at Rashi. Rashi points out over here, he says, Lo Yitayel Adam, B'Shabbos HaYom Tov, Samach HaShecha, Ad Pesach Medina, Kedei Leskayev Lamerchatz, Lios Mezumel HaKarish, Keshetach Shach Miyad. So a person is walking by the gates of the city in order to go right into the bathhouse as soon as Yom Tov is over. Alma Aval Gav Dehiluch Greda Ovid, V'lo Omar Midi Aser. So we'll say, what do you see from here? You see from here that merely walking to a particular location, but the point of your walking is to prepare yourself to be able to do something after Shabbos or after Yom Tov, is what? Is Aser. So I'll say, the Gemara is saying over here, I should say, Rabba Bar Rav Chanan is saying to Abaye, that had Rabba heard this statement, he would have recanted. Because Rabba was the one who was saying, that why can I prepare my Eruv on Yom Tov for Shabbos? Because I didn't say anything, and the absence of Dibor takes away any concern of Hachana. What do we see from this Braisa? That clear, it's not true. In these cases, you're not saying anything, but yet because you're just walking, in order to prepare yourself to be able to do something after Shabbos Yom Tov, that's called Hachana. Had Rabba seen this, he would have recanted. So the Gemara says, bless you. So the Gemara says, the following, Kedei Shechaz HaMerchatz, Miyad, so Hadarbeg, he would have, so if Rabba would have seen this price, he would have recanted. So the Gemara says, Velohi, not true. Shamalei, Rabba actually knew this particular ruling. Velo Hadarbeg, and he did not recant. Why? Hasam Muchacha Milsa, Hacha Lav Muchacha Milsahi. The Gemara says, I'll tell you why. Because in the case of the bathhouse, in the case where you're going to inspect your fields, apparently the Braisa is talking about a case where it's clear what it is that you're doing, right? You've got your towel and your little, you know, soap on a rope, you know, and it's clear exactly what it is that you are doing. So because it's circumstantially clear what you are doing, then Lamaisa, that's why it's Asur. However, Eats hacha lav mucha milsa over here in our case by the Erev. It's not clear what you're doing. Why? Eatsur mirabanan who amri shmeisem mashachte. If you're a talmud chacham, so then we could say a person's wandering around. The person's reviewing the learning in their head, and what happens? They're just taking a shpatzir. They're taking a stroll, and therefore, again, it's not clear that I'm going in any particular direction. Vei ama aretz. If a person's an ama aretz, amri chamra irkisale. He must have lost his donkey, and he's looking for his donkey. You can track down your donkey on Yom Tov. Supposedly, the point that Rabba makes is that Lemaisa, because it's not clear what it is that you are doing, therefore, because it's not clear what you're doing, and there's no dibor, therefore Rabba suggests that there is no hachana. But in Echnami, Rabba would also agree in a case, even if there was no dibor, but it was circumstantially clear that you were preparing to do something after Yom Tov or Shabbos, that would be awesome. Gufa, bless you. Gufa, Amav Yehuda. Irei Bragla B'Yom Rishon, Ma'arei Bragla B'Sheni. If a person made an Eruv with his feet, i.e. by establishing a domicile for the first day, he can go ahead and make that Eruv again with his feet for the second day. Eruv bepas b'yom rishon. If a person made an Eruv with food for the first day, ma'arei beraglov b'sheni. You can make an Eruv with your presence on the second day. Most of what that means is that if I made an Eruv with food on Erev Yom Tov for the first day of Yom Tov, I can go back and on Yom Tov, I can establish an Eruv for Shabbos, and it doesn't have to be with food. It doesn't have to be with food. I could even just do it by establishing it with my physical presence. However, but if you made an Erev with your feet, with your physical presence, on Erev Yom Tov for the first day of Yom Tov, Ein Me'arvin Bepas B'Sheni, you would not be permitted to go in and make an Erev with food for the second day. Why? She'ein Me'arvin B'Tchila Bepas. Because Rabbi said the one thing you can't do is, on Yom Tov, you can't make a new Erev with bread. Meaning you can't begin to go ahead and make an Erev for the second day with something that you did not have for the first day. Look at Rashi. She'im ma'arv b'tchila b'pas, mi'yom tov l'shabis, mi'shum ha'chono. Dekarele hashta shem Erev. Because Rabbi said, then already you're getting into ha'chono. Why? Because since this loaf was not used, Rabbi said, when you use the loaf on day one, and you're bringing back the loaf on day two, you're not really doing anything new because you called that loaf Erev on Erev Yom Tov and you're just once again calling it Erev now. There's no new act. If you made an Erev with your physical presence on Erev Yom Tov and now you're deciding to make the Erev with food on Yom Tov for Shabbos, that is a new act of declaring that bread an Erev, and therefore the Gemara suggests that that's going to be Hachana. Erev bepas v'yom rishon, ma'ari bepas v'yom sheni. So the Gemara says, well, is that true? If you made an Erev with bread for the first day, then you could go ahead and you could make an Erev with the bread again for the second day. And I will say, what the Gemara is asking is, the Gemara is assuming that when you go ahead and you come back the second day, you're making some kind of declaration. That you are saying, you're making some kind of declarative statement, this is an Erev. And is that not in and of itself a problem of Hachana? To which the Gemara says, Amar Shmuel, Uba osahapas. Shmuel says, no, actually there's no statement that's being made over here. Why? Because Lemaisa, we're actually talking about a case of where you're using the same exact loaf. Because you're using the same exact loaf, Rabbi Osai, then what? Then there is no need to make any kind of statement, because Lemaisa, that bread is already declared as Eruv. So if you're bringing it back to that same spot, then what? Then what? Then it's clear exactly what it is that you're doing, even without the statement. Amr Ravashi, Dekanai Masnis, and our Mishnah also seems to support this. Diktani, Ketzatu Osa, because the Mishnah says, how should one conduct himself? Molicho Barishon, he brings the Erev on the first day, which again, remember, we'll say first day always means Erev Yom Tov. Molicho Barishon, Umach Shechalot, and you wait until the spot of the Erev, until it's dark. Vinotlo Ubalo, and you bring the loaf home. B'sheni, Mach Shechalot, for the second day you bring back the Erev, and you wait until nightfall. V'ochlo Ubalo, and you eat it, and then you come home. So we'll say, even though the Mishnah is set up, is the Mishnah presupposes that what are you using? You're using the same loaf for both Eruvin. Therefore, the Gemara is suggesting that under those circumstances, then Lemaisa, there is no act of Hachana involved. The Rabbanan, what would the Rabbanan say? Dilma hasam eitza tova kamashmulan. The Rabbanan who disagree, the Rabbanan will say that Lemaisa, maybe not, maybe the Mishnah is only giving you a good piece of advice. And what's the good piece of advice? Go ahead and make your life a little bit easier, because Lemaisa, let's say, just use the same loaf. Look at Rashi, Amr Lecha, Dilma sisan eitza tova kamashmulan. Hadik tani notla ubalo, shlo yovad viyafsid pito, viyitrach ba'achares, uli olam, I ba'i me'arei ba'achares, udik tani, Ein Erev L'Sheni B'Kniya Kamaisa Kamar Ilo Hadir Arv. So we'll say, according to the Rabbanan could just be saying that the Mishnah is not telling you you have to use the same loaf, but rather the Mishnah is just simply giving you a good Eitzah to make your life a little bit easier to avoid any kind of mishaps with the Erev. So we'll say, L'Maisa, what comes out from this discussion is the following. First of all, the Shulchan Aruch says that indeed when going ahead and making the Erev for the second day, you should go ahead and use the same loaf of bread. However, again, the Shulchan Aruch also paskins, like the statement of Rabbah, that Lemaisa, when you go back to the second spot on the second day of Yom Tov, no declarative statement should be made. The Shulchan Aruch says a person should have kavana b'leiv, a person should have intent in their heart what it is that they're doing, but no declarative statement should be made. Why should no declarative statement be made? Because again, if you make a declarative statement, what's the issue? There's a potential issue of hachana, of actively preparing from one day to the next. Because the mice in the act of just taking a walk on Yom Tov, even with food in my hand, because remember, carrying is permitted on Yom Tov, by definition, that act does not scream hachana. So as long as you don't have the active statement that you're making an Eruv, so again, the Shulchan Aruch paskins, no problem of hachana. Okay,
says the Mishnah.
I'm sorry?
You think you're making the Eruv?
That we're going to see. Well, I brought it up, so I was going to leave that afterwards, but Lemaisa, we also paskin that we'll see that the Shtei Kedushos, and because it's Shtei Kedushos, Shabbos and Yom Tov, we'll get into now Yom Tov as well, and because it's Shtei Kedushos, you can go ahead and make an Erev even in two different directions. But remember, when making an Erev in two different directions, one of those Eruvim being made, those are being made on Erev Yom Tov. Right? Remember, one thing that's clear is you can never lechatchila create a new Eruv on Yom Tov or Shabbos. Only thing you can do is you can reinvigorate something that was already put in place prior to Yom Tov. So on Erev Yom Tov, if I set up an Erev to the east for the first day and an Erev to the west for the second day, then again on the afternoon of the first day, I go back to my westward spot and I reinvigorate that spot simply by showing up there. But Lamaisa, no Erev Lechatchila can be constructed on Yom Tov. Not constructed, can be created. Says the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rosh Hashanah. So we'll say, now we're going to see Rosh Hashanah. So Rosh Hashanah, Shahaya Yorei Shemat Hisaber. So we'll say, if there was a situation of Rosh Hashanah where there was a concern that Shemat Hisaber means that Elul will become a full month. Now we'll say, remember, so Rosh Hashanah was an interesting Yom Tov only because even in Eretz Yisrael, it posed an issue. Now remember, in Chutz La'aretz, obviously we have Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golios. In Eretz Yisrael, right, we have a second day Yom Tov, but that was motivated out of doubt. Because often in the diaspora communities, it was not known necessarily if the previous month was 29 or 30 days. Therefore, we observed the second day out of doubt. That's obviously fundamentally changed today. We no longer observe it out of doubt. We observe it because Minhag HaVasim HaVi'adenu, because that's diaspora custom. So now, Rosh Hashanah, of course, was different because Rosh Hashanah, even in Eretz Yisrael, you had to wait for the witnesses to ultimately come back to the Beis Din. So sometimes it happened that witnesses got delayed, and therefore, ultimately, what used to happen is they would have to begin observing day number 30. Because remember, in the Hebrew calendar, so a month can either have 29 or 30 days. So comes the 30th of Elul, there's the potential that Edom will come. So you had to begin to observe the 30th of Elul as Rosh Hashanah. Now what happened very often is the Edom would come on the 30th, but they would only come in the afternoon. So at that point in time, we'll see that if they came in the afternoon, they would observe the rest of the 30th day as Rosh Hashanah. And what? And then of course, the next day as well, day 31, would be the real Rosh Hashanah. But nevertheless, they would observe 2 days. That's why you have, even in Eretz Yisrael, Rosh Hashanah being a two-day unit. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rosh Hashanah Shahaya Yorei Shema Tisaber. If there was a concern that Rosh Hashanah is going to be Tisaber literally means become pregnant. Meaning El is going to have an additional day. So Ma'ariv Adam Shnei Eruvin. A person can make 2 Eruvin. Va'omer, Eruvi Barishon LeMizrach, U'Bisheni LeMarav. Supposed to say, this is going to be the same exact Mishnah as before, just instead of Shabbos and Yom Tov, it's 2 days Rosh Hashanah. So for the first day, a person can go ahead and say, my Erev for the first day is to the east, my Erev for the second day is to the west, Berishon Lamara, Bishin Lamizrach, for the first day it's to the west, second day to the east, Eruve Berishon, or I want to have an Erev on the first day, Ubisheni Kibne Iri, and on the second day, I don't even want an Erev. On the second day, I want to be like the townspeople, which means I also remember the advantage of that is what? I have 2,000 animals in every direction. Or a ruvei b'sheni, or my erev on the second day, uberishon kibnei iri. On the first day, I want to be like my townspeople. So this is the view of Rabbi Yehuda. Velo hodu lo chachamim. The rabbis did not agree with him. Now I will say we're going to see Rashi already points out of here. Look at Rashi. Velo hodu lo chachamim. Disavri, tikasavri kedusha achosim. We'll say what we're going to see once again is the same achlokas. Rabbi, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda holds that the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are shtei kiddushos, are 2 different periods of sanctity. Because they're 2 different periods of sanctity, therefore what? Therefore, Lamaisa could establish 2 different Eruvim. The Chachamim will say, no, it's kiddusha achos. It's one protracted period of sanctity, and therefore, you could have an Eruv, but you've got to have the same Eruv for both days. Va'od Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda furthermore said, Masna Adam alakal kala b'yom tov rishon, va'ochla b'sheni. A person could go ahead and stipulate regarding a basket. I will say we'll see that case. We'll see that case in the Gemara. But simply the case is a person has a basket and a person has it's untied, it's tevel. So a person wants to designate certain parts of the basket, certain parts of the produce in the basket, as for the different shumas and maestros, and that would allow a person to consume the produce on Yom Tov itself. So Rabbi Yehuda suggests that a person could go ahead and make a tenai regarding the basket on Yom Tov Rishon and eat it on Yom Tov Sheni. So quickly, what Rabbi Yehuda will say like this is, we'll see the Megillah. V'chein beitza shenol d'barishon. Similarly, if you have an egg that was born on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, tochal b'sheni, it can be eaten on the second day. I will say these are all examples based on, or I should say, all manifestations of the same concept, which is if you hold that the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are shtei kiddushos, right? If you hold that ultimately, again, they are 2 different kiddushos, then lemaisa, things that are prohibited on one day are not prohibited on the second day. The same way that I can make two different eruvim, I could eat my egg on the second day, I could go ahead and tithe produce for the second day, for the hodlu chacham. And in all of these cases, the chacham did not agree, because according to the chacham, remember, the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are kedusha achos, one unit of sanctity, and therefore you can't subdivide the 2 days. Rabbi Dosa ben Hyrcanus Omer, Rabbi Dosa ben Hyrcanus says the following: Over the Teva b'Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah, one who davens for the Amud on Rosh Hashanah, Omer says, Hachlitzinu Hashem Elokeinu, strengthen us, our God, es Yom Rosh Chodesh Hazeh, on this day of Rosh Chodesh, Im Hayom, Im Lamachar, if it's today, if it's tomorrow, Ulamachar Omer, on the second day he davens, Im Hayom, Im Emesh, if it was today, if it was yesterday. It's interestingly enough, Rabbi Dosa ben Hyrcanus literally says that this idea of Shtei Kedushos is even built into the Tefillah. Right? That in davening of Shmona Esrei, we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give us strength on this Rosh Chodesh, because Rosh Hashanah Rosh Chodesh, we'll talk about that. Give us strength on this Rosh Chodesh, whether it's today or tomorrow, or on the second day, whether it's today or yesterday, for the whole Chum, the Chum did not agree. I was supposed to say again, it's the same machlokes over and over and over. The Chum don't agree because when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, we're not talking about today or yesterday. According to the Chum, what is Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah is a unique calendrical phenomenon. Rosh Hashanah is the only day out of the year that has 48 hours. It's a 48-hour day. It's one day. There's no Hayom Emesh, Hayom Machar. It's one day. Says the Gemara, Man lo hodu lo. Who are the Chachamim in the Mishnah who do not agree with Rabbi Yehuda? Right? Remember, Rabbi Yehuda is the one who says that L'maisa Rosh Hashanah you can make two different Eruvim because it's 2 different days, 2 Shtei Kedushos. And the Chachamim disagree. Who are the Chachamim? Amarav Rabbi Yossi. It's Rabbi Yossi. Visanya. Modin Chachamim Rabbi Eliezer, the Rosh Hashanah. Shahari Yore Shematis Aber. Ma'ariv Adam Shnei Eruvin. So what's like, as the Brisa says, the Chachamim agree with Rabbi Eliezer on Rosh Hashanah. A person is concerned Rosh Hashanah is going to be an extra day. And what can a person do? Ma'ariv Adam Shnei Eruvin. A person can make 2 Eruvs. Va'omer Eruvin Berishon Lemizrach. My first Eruv should be to the east. U'bishen Lemarav, second day to the west. Berishon Lemarav, B'shen Lemizrach. Eruvin Berishon, or my Eruv should be for the first day. U'bishen Kibnei Irin. The second day I want to be the Bnei townspeople. Eruvi b'sheni, or my erev should be on the second day. Umarisho kibne iri, and on the first day I want to be like my townspeople. Rabbi Yossi oser. Rabbi Yossi says it's oser, and therefore it doesn't work. Kedusha achos, and therefore the Gemara suggests that the Rabbanon in the Mishnah is actually Rabbi Yossi. I should say the Chachamim in the Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi. So the Gemara says Amar lahen Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said to them, Iyatem modim she'im ba'u edem in amincho lamala. Shenoagim osa yom kodesh ulamachar kodesh. So Yossi says, listen. Osai, let's say it's the 30th of Elul. 30th of Elul. And what happens? Witnesses come in the afternoon. And what do the witnesses say? We saw the new moon. We saw the new moon last night. And Osai, remember, at that point in time, it's going to be too late for Bezin to declare the new month for that day. But what they'll do is they'll declare the new month for the next day. Which means, what's the status of the 30th of Elul?
It was definitely right? Is.
Definitely not, right? Because remember, if Rosh Chodesh is tomorrow, that means today is Chol. That means that today is nothing. So if that's the case, okay, great. Now we should gain another couple of hours, right? And go ahead and whatever, it's Chol. So Rabbi Yossi says, do you not agree with me that even when the witnesses show up and Bezin declares the new month, that Lemaisa, that day, the 30th of Elul, is still considered to be Chodesh? So the Gemara says, do you not agree that even when the Edom come and it's clear that tomorrow is the real day of Rosh Hashanah, but nevertheless we still go ahead and keep the remainder of this day as Kodesh? Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Iyatem modim, ke depushas amot nan derachakinan mi beizdin, misveikalon, dilma hachi havu vitarvayu Kodesh. So what Rabbi Yossi is trying to show is, here you see something very interesting. Despite the fact that at this point in time, now we know that today, the 30th of Elul, is not Kodesh, is in fact not Rosh Hashanah, and we know definitively that tomorrow is Rosh Hashanah, we nevertheless keep the rest of this day. What does that show you? Rabbi Yossi suggests what it shows you is Kiddusha Achos, that it's one period of sanctity. V'Rabbanon Amudeis, V'Rabbanon, no. Hasem Kihechi Delolazalzul Day. V'Rabbanon say, you know why we keep the rest of that day as Yontif? Because if you don't keep the rest of that Yontif, then people are going to take it as a joke. So we'll say, can you imagine this? Then what happens? You wake up that morning, and you're in shul, and you're dabbling, and you're blowing shofar, you're doing all of these things, and then Edom show up at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and the word goes out, good news, it's not Rosh Hashanah. What's going to happen next year on the 30th of Elul? Right? people aren't going to take it seriously, right? People are going to assume, they're going to remember, oh, last year we started on 30th Tevel as Rosh Hashanah, and the Eidim came, and then it was Chol. So the Rabbanon say, the reason you have to keep the rest of that day as Kodesh is because if you don't, people will come to disparage the identity of the day as a potential Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, again, the Rabbanon say, Rabbi Yossi, there's no Raya that is Kiddusha Achos. The old Am Rabbi Huda. So now the Gemara asks, well, like, why does Rabbi Huda need all of these cases? Remember, Rabbi Huda's position is that the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are Shtei Kiddushos. They're two different periods of sanctity. It's not one contiguous day. It's two periods of sanctity. So the Gemara says, so Rabbi Huda gives three examples to this. So if you look at Rashi just a moment, Utsrichi. Rashi says, Rabbi Huda la urei debes kedushos sein, bahanach tlas mili linyan eruv v'kalkala ubeitza. So remember, Rabbi Huda gave three different examples. Number one is that you can make two different eruvs for both days. Number two, that you could stipulate regarding the basket of produce and separate tithes. We'll discuss that case in detail. And number two is that the egg that's born on the first day, you keep on the second day. So the Gemara is asking, why do I need all the cases? At the end of the day, it's the same concept. So I'll say, Rabbi Huda is going to say that since you're keeping 2 days because of a suffix, therefore, by definition, what does it mean if it's a suffix? It means that one day is Rosh Hashanah, and one day is not Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Huda therefore says that can't be considered one protracted period of Kiddusha. It's two Kiddushos. One is a Safek Kiddusha, one is a Kiddusha that we gave out of Safek, and one is a Vaday Kiddusha, but it's two separate periods. So why three examples to illustrate the same concept, to which the Gemara says, Utsrichi, you need it, why? Di Ashmo in Rosh Hashanah, because if it would have just said the first case by Rosh Hashanah, Bahaka Amar Rabbi Huda, Mishup, okay, no, I thought it was a fire alarm. So the Gemara says, Mishum delo ka'avid midi. So listen to this from both sides. So I might have thought the following. If it would have just said by the case of the Eruv, so the case of the Eruv, I might have thought, you know why that case works? Because you're not really doing anything. Because remember, Rabbi, as we said before, if you're setting, let's say, Rabbi Huda, you're setting up two different Eruvs, one to the west and one to the east. When are you doing the bulk of that work? When are you setting that up? Erev Yom Tov. So I might have thought, okay, Erev Rabbi Huda lets you get away with. Why? Because on Yom Tov itself, you don't really have to do anything except what? Except show up to the spot. Of course, that's really all you really have to do with Erev in general. But okay, but you've set up the Eruvim already in Erev Yom Tov. So that you could do on Yom Tov itself. Aval Kalkola, but the case of the basket, the Mechsekim Atakim Tivla Ima Modul Rabbanon. But in the case of the basket, which we will see, where literally you are rectifying, you are tithing, or it appears at least as if you're really, really tithing, maybe Rabbi Huda would not agree that you, maybe Rabbi Huda would even agree with the Rabbanon that you cannot do on Rosh Hashanah, and therefore the Gemara has to bring in, and therefore the Mishnah has to bring in the case of the Kalkola. Know that Rabbi Huda even allows you to go ahead and we'll see, use this interesting system to tithe your fruit on the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. V'yashvina hani tarti. If Huda just told me by Erev and by Kalkola, Mishum deleka lemigzar alaihu, because there's no other gzeros attached to them. Aval beitza deika lemigzerba mishum peros hanoshrin umishum mashkin shazalus. Rabbosai, remember this is the case in Seches Beitza Shnoda. Why can't you eat an egg that was born on Yom Tov? So the Gemara essentially gives three different reasons. So one possibility is because there is a category of mukta called nolad. Called something that was not in existence. So we saw this already yesterday, that there's a concept of vehechinu, that you have to prepare on, you have to actively prepare on Yom Tov, whatever you're going to use on Yom Tov, and because the egg, so to speak, was not prepared, therefore by definition it's set aside for non-use on Yom Tov. But the Gemara gives two other reasons. The Gemara says that one of the reasons we don't want you to use the egg that was born on Yom Tov is because peros hanoshrin. We both say, what happens if an apple falls off the tree on Yom Tov? Right? And in this case, the apple still didn't fall far from the tree, but the apple is off the tree. You're not allowed to use it on Yom Tov. It's muktza. Why? Because since the apple was in a state of non-use at the onset of Yom Tov, it was attached to the tree, you can't detach it from the tree on Yom Tov, therefore it's set aside for non-use. So the Gemara wanted, the Gemara basically suggests that one of the reasons you can't eat a beitza shenolda is because if we allow you to eat the beitza that was born on Yom Tov, you may come to what? Think that you could eat fruit that falls off the tree as well because of the similarity between the cases. Or, second possibility is mashkin shazavu. So, we'll get this when we get to beitza. But there's an idea that if fruit, juices me, if juice, we had this in Shabbos a little bit, if juice oozes out, not a little bit, a lot, if juice oozes out of a fruit, so then lemaisa, depending on the fruit, depending on the opinion, you can't drink the juices. So there was a concern, because you may come to schit, you may come to squeeze the fruit. There was a concern that lemaisa, if we allow you to eat the beitza shenolda, which came out of the chicken, so that may go ahead and resemble a case of mashkin shazavu, and you may come to drink the juices that flow out of the fruit as well. So I might have thought, so again, had Rabbi Yehuda just said the illustration of the two days had Rabbi Yehuda just stated his opinion by the case of Erev and by the case of Kalkala, I might have thought that Rabbi Yehuda does not permit the egg. Why? Because the egg has got other tzaras, right? The egg has got other gezeros that are attached to it. Kamashman, Rabbi Huda comes to say that what? That because Rosh Hashanah Shtei Kedushos, not only can you make two different Eruvim, not only can you tie the basket as we will see, but what? You can also go ahead and even eat the egg on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Therefore, Tzricha, all three cases are necessary. Tan Rabbanan Ketza. So also now the Gemara says, Rabbi Huda said you could tithe your produce somehow. Or you could use some kind of process for tithing your basket of produce on Rosh Hashanah. Ketzad, how does this work? So Amar Rabbi Huda, Masna Adam Ala Kalkala, a person can stipulate regarding a basket of fruit, V'yom Tov Rishon, V'ochla B'sheni, and you eat on the second day. How does this work? Hali L'fanav Shtei Kalkala Shal Tel. So also listen to this case. I have in front of me two baskets of untithed produce. Now I will say, Rashi points out over here, this doesn't have to be a case of two baskets. It can actually be a case, it could be a case of five baskets, it could be a case of one basket. The reason why the Gemara chooses to illustrate with two baskets is because it's actually the easiest illustration of the concept. So what happens? I have two baskets of tevel. Omer, I say the following. Now, I'll say, remember, under normal circumstances, you cannot tithe on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Right? There's a tikkun mana. There's a concept. It's dami l'malach. It has the appearance. It has the appearance of malach because you are fixing something. So under normal circumstances, you can't do it on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So listen to this. What do? Omer, you say, Im hayom chol, if today is a weekday, remember these are 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, if today is a weekday, ulamachar kodesh, and tomorrow is kodesh, tomorrow is Rosh Hashanah, tehe zo truma al zo. Let this basket be the truma for this other basket. Vim hayom kodesh ulamachar chol, but if today is Rosh Hashanah and tomorrow is a weekday, ein bidvarai klum. My words are meaningless, because again, I'm not going to separate out Shulas and Maestros on Yom Tov Chas Shalom. So my words are meaningless. V'kori aleim sheim u'manicha. And they go ahead and I designate it as true, and I leave it alone. U'lamachrom, the next day I come back to the basket, and what do I say? Im ayom chol tehezu truma alzu. If today is a weekday, yesterday was Rosh Hashanah, and today is a weekday, then this basket should be truma on this basket. V'im ayom kodesh, but if today is kodesh, Ein bidvarai klum. My words are meaningless. V'kor alei Hashem va'ochla. Then I will say at this point in time, according to Rabbi, by the time you get to the second day, what's for sure? What is for sure occurred? You have properly tied the produce because one of the days. Remember, this Rabbi Huda. One of the days was not Rosh Hashanah. One of the days is Chol, and one of the days is Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, by definition, I've made this declaration on both days. And one thing is for sure, which is the declaration stuck on one of the days. So by day number two, says Rabbi Yehuda, now you can go ahead and eat the produce because it's considered to be tithe. Rabbi Yossi Oser, Rabbi Yossi says unequivocally Oser. So I will say again, Rabbi Yossi Oser, because Rabbi Yossi holds that the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are Kiddusha Achos. They're not two days, and it's not that one day is Safek and one day is Kodesh. No, it's one day of Kiddusha. Both days, neither one has a Safek identity. Both have a Vaday identity of Yom Tov, and therefore one protracted period of Kiddusha. Dechein Hay Rabbi Yossi Oser Bishnei Yamim Tovim Shal Golios. Rabbi Yossi didn't just apparently. Rabbi Yossi also held this way in Yom Tov Sheni Shal Golios. So we'll say, this is actually quite interesting. So apparently, take a look at Rashi for just a moment. Dechein Hay Rabbi Yossi Oser Bishnei Yamim Tovim Shal Golios Kegon Beis Yamim Shal Pesach Vaatzeres Vesukis. Shatora Amra Yom Echad. Remember, all these Yamim Tovim. The Torah said it's really only one day. Ubagola Oset Shnei Yamim. And as I write, so we do 2 days. Vibnei Sherechok and Mibazdin. Vein Yodim im Hokvo Tishrei Benisim Yom Shloshim. Obiom Lamed Aleph. The Afal Gav Dimishum Sofek. The Chad Minayuchol. So also remember, and outside of the diaspora, we're observing the second day. Why? Out of doubt. Because we don't know if the previous month was 30 or 31 days. Nevertheless, afilu hachi machmir behu Rabbi Yossi. So even so, Rabbi Yossi is machmir with it. V'hanach derash shana lo kari lehu shal golios v'nei sha'ap yushayim pamim hayu nasim beiz yomim. So Rabbi Yossi, listen to this. So Rabbi Yossi wants to say like this. Rabbi Yossi says, by Rosh Hashanah, because even in Eretz Yisrael they were keeping 2 days, Rabbi Yossi says Kiddusha Achos. One Kiddusha. Rabbi Yossi says, I'm going to take it even a step further. In Chutz La'aretz, even when we observe a second day of Yom Tov, even though what? That day is clearly out of that. Remember Rabbi Yossi, the reason why Rosh Hashanah is different than Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golios is because in Rosh Hashanah, already by that first day, you already knew what? You already knew if it was Yom Tov or not. Because remember, Limarav Shach, if the Eidim came and they told you they saw the moon last night, you know for sure that Rosh Hashanah is tomorrow. If the Eidim did not come, then you know by definition, well, either way, I guess you know Rosh Hashanah for sure is tomorrow. Right? So the idea is you definitively knew which date it was. So Rosh Hashanah was never a Suffolk date, per se. It began out of Suffolk, but it was very clearly understood. So Rabbi Yossi says, in that kind of situation, where there's no real Suffolk, Kiddusha Achos. Rabbi Yossi takes it a step further and he says, I want to tell you something. Even in Chutz La'aretz, where they did observe the second day of doubt, Rabbi Yossi says, it's not the pshat that we say, one day is Chol, one day is Yom Tov, but we don't know which one, so we keep both. No. Both days are Kiddusha Achos. One protracted period of Kiddusha. It's position Rabbi Yossi. So the Gemara says, Gemara tells a story. Hahu bar tavya da'asil legab de'bleberish kalusa, de'syasin b'yom tov rishon shal golios, v'shtachat b'yom tov sheni. So the Gemara tells a story about a deer. So in the house of the Rish Kalusa, the Rish Kalusa is the head of the Jews of Babel. So the Rish Kalusa, one of his Gentile servants, went ahead and caught a deer, trapped it on the first day of Yom Tov, and shechted it for them on the second day of Yom Tov. Or the Nandru didn't shecht it, but he caught it. And the Rish Kalusa, they shechted it for them on Yom Tov Sheni. Rabbi Nachman Rav Chista Achlu, Rav Nachman Rav Chista ate it. Rav Sheshes lo Achlu. And Rav Sheshes wouldn't eat. Right? Rashi points out Rav Nachman Rav Chista Achlu. Why? Because Rav Nachman and Rav Chista said like this, Mimon of Shach. Either yesterday was Chol, right? Either yesterday was Chol, and therefore again trapping it was no problem, right? Or yesterday was Yom Tov, and therefore you could check on Yom Tov anyway. Or yesterday was Yom Tov, but we didn't eat it yesterday. We're eating it today because remember, having a non-Jew do malacha for you is probably you're not allowed to trap animals on Shabbos on Yom Tov. You could check animals on Yom Tov, but you can't trap them on Yom Tov. Trapping is something that has to be done prior to Yom Tov. So technically speaking, if a non-Jew were to trap an animal for you on Yom Tov, you could not eat that animal on Yom Tov. But nevertheless, Rav Sheshes, Rav Nachman and Rav Chista felt that, again, b'man of Shach, either way by second day it's permitted. Either because yesterday was Chol, in which case the act of trapping was permitted, or maybe even yesterday was Yom Tov, in which trapping was prohibited, but what? But that's okay because today is Chol and therefore permitted to eat it. Rav Sheshes, on the other hand, wouldn't eat it. The Pashtos, because Rav Sheshes held that it was Kiddusha Achos, one protracted period of Kiddusha. Amar Rav Nachman, Ma'i Avadei the Rav Sheshes, Dolo Achla Bisra de Tavya. Rav Sheshes, what are we going to do with you that you do not eat the deer meat? Amar Rav Sheshes, Vehechi Echol, how should I be able to eat it? The Tani Isi, because Isi taught the Amrile Isi Tani, or they say Isi Tani, it's the same thing, just different verbiage. The Chain Haria Rabbi Yossi Oser Bishne Yamim Tovim Shal Golios. That Isi taught that Rabbi Yossi didn't only hold his position by Rosh Hashanah, but also held his position by Yom Tov Sheni Shal Golios. Amr, and that is all Kiddusha Achos. Amr Rava, Umay Kushya, what's the question? Maybe this is what it means to say. Maybe what it means to say is Rabbi Yossi was machmir only on the Yom Tov Sheni of Rosh Hashanah in Chutz La'aretz, Begola. Ihachi Shalgolios Begola Miboile. So the Gemara says, if you're trying to imply that we're talking about a Yom Tov that is observed for 2 days in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz, then it shouldn't have said Bagolios, it should have said Bagola. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Asi, Umay Kushya, Dilmi Hachi Kamar, this is what it means, perhaps this is what he was saying. V'chein Hayat Rabbi Yossi Ose Isr Shnei Yomim Tovim Shal Golios, Ki Shnei Yomim Tovim Shal Rosh Hashanah, L'Rabbanan D'Sharu. So I'll say, maybe what the Gemara was saying is like this, is that Rabbi Yossi actually made the Shnei Yamim Tovim of Golios like the two Yamim Tovim of Rosh Hashanah. Even though, again, the rabbis in the Braisa of Lamed Tesel and Aleph went ahead and permitted these days, Rabbi Yossi felt that all that Yom Tov Sheni Shal Golios should have the same, I should say differently, Yom Tov Sheni Shal Golios should have the same din as the Yom Tov Sheni of Rosh Hashanah. And the same way, says Rabbi Yossi, that the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are not observed misafik, but are observed as Kiddusha Achos. Therefore, Rabbi Yossi's position was that Yom Tov Sheni Shal Golios should also be observed as Kiddusha Achos. Rabbi Yossi, we'll stop over here, but this remains the fundamental machlokes, in that we haven't resolved it yet, but we have to come back tomorrow. But the fundamental machlokes between Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanan. Rabbi Yossi now showing us that his opinion doesn't just apply to Rosh Hashanah, but he even applies his opinion towards Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galuyos, saying that Lemaisa, all of these 2 day Yom Tovim, whether it started because of Safek, or whether it started because we don't yet know if it's Rosh Chodesh, Lemaisa Rabbi Yossi holds Kiddusha Achos, and that Kiddusha Achos will always apply to every 2 day unit. That has effect with Eruv, that has effects with Shumas and Maestras, and that has effects ultimately with Beitza Shinolda. On the other hand, you have Rabbi Yehuda disagreeing with that, and Rabbi Yehuda saying no, it's Shtei Kedushas. Now, what Rabbi Yehuda will hold, now obviously, if Rabbi Yehuda is going to hold Shtei Kedushas by Rosh Hashanah, the Pashas is also going to hold Shtei Kedushas by Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galuyos. And again, the ramifications of that, the theory is stated in the Mishnah, therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can make 2 different Eruvim for the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, you can tithe your produce from 1 day to the next using that tonight that we saw before, 2 days Rosh Hashanah, and you could go ahead and eat the Beitza Shinolda. If the chicken laid the egg on the first day, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you'd be permitted to consume it on the second. To be continued tomorrow in your session.